2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, blue sky. It's 84 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
It's not the games that have been canceled, but rather the fans. As Provo and Orem get sent back to the orange risk phase, sports teams can play just as long as the spectators sit this out. The host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper, says if you bought tickets to BYU, you can get your money back.
Email to get a refund. It's BYUtickets at BYU.edu. Or they can donate the cost of the tickets to BYU Athletics if they wish to do that.
BYU games will have no fans the next two games at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. And it also affects a score of high school football games as well. 10 different games will now have no fans. People in Provo and Orem are weighing in on Governor Herbert's decision to put those cities back into the orange, moderate risk category. Some city officials say they don't believe that this was the only option the governor had. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Some people in Provo are applauding the heightened restrictions, adding they never expected the spike to get as bad as it did. Others say they feel the move is a punishment on everyone over the actions of a minority. Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi issued a statement saying she's disappointed, but she feels this should serve as a rallying cry for everyone to follow better public health guidelines.
Orem's Mayor Richard Brunst says he supports the governor's decision, but was hoping to convince the governor to try other options first. A Provo city councilman is asking Utah County to pass its own mask mandate. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says while Council Chair George Handley understands why the city will go back to orange status tomorrow.
He feels the better way to do things is by having a countywide mandate, which he argues would have more teeth than any local ordinance. Handley also says people come in from other cities all the time that don't have the same restrictions, another way the coronavirus has spread. While most of the exploding positive tests are coming from young people, the concern, he says, is older and more vulnerable folks are beginning to get it too.
But both the Utah County Sheriff and Provo Police have said consistently it's too tough to enforce mask mandates. It's not just the football games, by the way. Coronavirus is canceling a lot for schools. Todd Fuchs, what now?
Jeff, spring break has been scrubbed now at Utah State University. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
USU says it was a tough decision to cancel spring break, and they expected and understand some of the negative response. Students and faculty and staff say they depend on the break, or they were making plans, but others say they get the safety concerns. Utah State says they didn't want the travel to increase cases of coronavirus.
Commencement at USU is still on the calendar. U.S. Senator Mitt Romney has issued a statement that he intends to vote on filling the vacancy in the U.S. Supreme Court if a nominee reaches the Senate floor. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The senator from Utah calls his decision one that follows the law in considering the president's nominee.
And I believe that as a senator, that is my responsibility. I can't begin to forecast how this will be received in different corners of the country.
He ended any speculation that he would join Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski in opposing a vote on a nominee until after the presidential election. President Donald Trump has already said he intends to nominate a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Additionally, he has stated that the nominee will be a woman. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And the majority party in the Senate is moving forward with plans to vote on the president's nominee. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today is clearing any doubts if they existed.
We have an obligation under the Constitution, should we choose to take advantage of it, with a president of the same party as the Senate, to advance the nomination.
McConnell is facing criticism for blocking President Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick Garland in March of 2016 because it was an election year. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizing the plan to fill late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat.
They want to tilt the Supreme Court even further away so it doesn't reflect the values of the majority of Americans. It reflects the values of an extreme right-wing majority.
Republicans say they have the votes to push the nomination through before Election Day. The U.S. House today passed a measure banning the hair discrimination. The Crown Act stands for Create a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair. The bill would make natural hair discrimination illegal nationwide. It now heads to the Senate. And the widow of basketball star Kobe Bryant has filed a lawsuit against Los Angeles County Sheriff. Vanessa Bryant claims deputies shared graphic, unauthorized photos of the crash that killed her husband and daughter. The suit seeks damages for intentional infliction of emotional distress. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And if you're not registered to vote yet, now's the time. It is National Voter Registration Day. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Facebook is joining today's push to get people registered.
If you log on to Facebook.com or Instagram, on the top right-hand corner, you will be able to receive authoritative information about how to vote, where to vote.
Director of Public Affairs Robert Trainum says that's their Voter Information Center.
No matter where you are in the country, it is very, very specific to where you live so that we can give you the most up-to-date information.
In Utah, a mail-in ballot automatically gets sent to you if you register by October 23rd. You can also register and vote at the polls on Election Day. Ballots go out starting October 13th. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:36.
Here's the quick check on traffic with Ricky Meese. What's up?
Well, we've had a crash at 3800 South, about 3500 West. And now we're starting to see traffic slowing down northbound I-15, Kaysville and Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Fall started this morning, but it's fall 2020. Who knows what's ahead? I'll tell you what's ahead. My Minute of News.
Step off the train.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.